Warning, Chat Smash may contain some strong language, so if you're easily offended, please don't listen any further.
I do believe it's a Chat Smash. I do have to agree, it does not like a Chat Smash.
Look out, we got a Chat Smash.
Chat Smash.
Chat.
It's like a Chat Smash, man.
Chat, chat.
Well, hello everybody out there and welcome back. It's a new season. We're starting. We're on it. We're all over it. It is Chat Smash S3.
Let's go.
Season three, lads.
It's time.
Everyone's here.
Everyone's here. Yeah. There's loads of us, man.
Rango.
Barely a seat left in the house.
Exactly, dog. We have like 500
seats. The gang's all here. It's like the Muppet Show. There's plenty of us.
Yeah. Make some noise.
So joining me around the microphone, sitting to my right, I'm not even going to introduce him.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't need to. I'm here. Everyone knows I'm here.
Everyone knows he's here. It's Big Foss.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me.
That's me. I'm the guy.
How's it going, Big Foss?
It's going well.
Happy to be behind the microphone making noise from your face.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, good.
It's going well.
Like a cold spring. You got loads of info to bring me.
Yeah, I've got
loads
some
of
stuff.
New shit. Game shit. Music shit.
Yeah. I've got
movie shit.
I've got big things.
Shit.
Yes.
Awesome. And sitting opposite me, who knows who he's going to be? It's a new season. It's a new series. What are we kicking it off with? Who have we got today?
Mr. Light. Light Bulb.
Mr. Light Bulb.
Yes, I'm responsible for all of the ideas.
All of the ideas in the world?
That everyone has ever made.
Well, how do you get all the ideas into people's minds, Mr. Light Bulb?
Oh, that's just a secret of the trade. If anyone could do it, then I'd be out of a job.
I've got an idea how you do it.
No.
But maybe you just gave me that idea.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable.
Is it like the scene from the second Alice in Wonderland movie where like there's the guy who, when he's like, your time is up, and he closes the stopwatch and it kills him. But is it like that where you can, like, there's a bunch of light bulbs in a row and you're like, I'm going to give an idea to
light
this
the
one.
Bulb.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What's the best idea you've ever given anybody?
You ever heard of Albert Einstein?
Yep.
I gave his doctor the idea to do a backflip before performing the procedure.
That's nice. He always spoke about that backflip.
Exactly. Like, that's one thing you don't want to see. Like, when they put you in, like, with the gas, and you're like, oh, I'm drifting off to sleep. If the doctor just says, watch this, does a backflip.
That backflip, though.
Actually does the sickest backflip ever. And you're like, oh, my goodness. And you wake up with no liver.
Oh, dear. No liver?
No liver.
Imagine that.
Exactly.
Yeah, what if you got set for surgery and you woke up as like
a
one
liver.
Of the heads from Futurama, like that sort of situation, just a head in a water jar.
If you had the choice, would you rather just die or be a head in a jar forever?
Be a head in a jar forever.
Oh, come on.
It'd be
what
funny.
A life.
Well, then you could be known as the prophet.
Yeah, you can be the prophet. You can also be like the world's
what
longest living.
What do you mean you could be the prophet?
Oh, if you have an itchy nose, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. What happens if someone comes along and just pees in your jar?
Drink.
You're like, come on now.
How do you eat? Wait, you don't need to eat.
No. You don't need to eat or drink.
Unless you're like they do with like the Leonard Nimoy one. They sprinkle in the fish food and he's like, food time.
Yeah, you could be the radio presenter.
Be forever.
The radio.
Forever.
Yeah,
wait, we can do Chat Smash.
Wow.
We
could
chat smash in a jar.
But please don't smash our jars.
Exactly.
That would be amazing. Do you think Zach Deuce is just a head in a jar?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is he?
I don't know, you might be.
I've never seen him.
I've never seen him, really.
Maybe the whole podcast is that. It's just
what's that?
Three people with
you're saying
head
the
in a
Kneecast
jar.
Boys are just heads in jars?
Just a head in a jar.
If we eventually do live shows, it would just be us being wheeled out onto the stage. And like,
that would actually be an interesting like set.
I hope this stage isn't set alight and like the place starts burning down.
You get someone to just push in like three big boxes with like jars on top of them. That would actually be great.
A little surprise.
Yeah. While that would be amusing, I'd rather keep my body.
No, what you said was, would you rather just die normally?
Oh, I see.
Or become
then have your head cleaved off and put in a jar.
Yeah, so I interpreted it as you lived your whole life, and then when you were on death's doorstep, you're like, not today, brother. You can take my body, but you can't take my head.
Hang on a minute. So you'll have to live your whole life first.
Yeah.
And then when you're like an old person with like dementia and everything, you're like, I don't know who I am. And then they just put you in a jar and you're like, where am I?
Exactly.
What's going on? Why am I in a jar?
I'd be the prophet.
Every day.
I'd be the prophet. I could predict the future.
What? How could you predict the future if you've got Alzheimer's?
Because he's
you wouldn't even know what was coming.
I'm Mr. Light. bulb, and have you ever listened? Like,
have I ever listened? Never.
To my ideas? It doesn't seem like
never
it.
Never listened. Is that what these things are for on the side of my head?
Yes.
Listening. Fucking hell, but I never knew
I
that.
I know who invented those.
What? The ears?
Yes.
Who was it?
Mr. Listen slash ears. Slash yeah. Middle name. I'm like, my middle name is Slash. We're related in a way to,
Slash.
Yeah, Slash. He's actually the father of invention. So he gave birth.
So not only is he a rock god and a cigarette-smoking genius, but yes. He also invented music.
No, he gave birth.
He gave birth
he
to
gave
music.
He gave birth to me.
Right.
And to Mr. Ear, listen.
Mr.
He's my brother.
I see.
So he was like, I'm the eldest, and he said, I will name you Light slash Bulb.
Nice.
And when he gave birth to his little ear friend, he said, I will name you Listen slash Ear.
Right. Listen Ear.
Yeah, Listen Ear.
Listen Ear, mister.
Exactly.
Wow, unbelievable.
Nice. I think he's pregnant again.
Oh, no.
Who, Slash is?
Yeah, he's going to give
he
birth.
He might be just of that age when he's just getting a bit of a belly. It doesn't say
what,
pregnant.
What names is he considering?
I think he's going to give birth to Destruction this time.
Oh, no.
I thought he had an appetite for that.
Well, I mean, I hope he doesn't eat the child. Gives birth
I'm considering
like,
the name Balrog.
Honestly, gives birth and he's like, I'm quite hungry, actually.
The ultimate recycling.
Destruction.
Have like a Slash version of that. What was that? What's the painting? It's like a really old painting. And it's like, it's this guy devouring this other person.
Oh, but it's Saturn. Like a, I don't know.
Saturn devouring
his child.
His child.
Because.
Do that, but with like Slash. Have you seen that image?
Wasn't that the story?
I have not seen that image.
Search up. Okay, wasn't that... Search up Saturn devouring.
Wasn't the story?
I've lasted my whole life without seeing Saturn eating his own child.
Wasn't the story that a prophet said his child would like defeat him or something, so he just ate his kid as soon as it was born? Just.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Supposedly,
look at it, right?
At least
look
I think
it.
I've heard.
And imagine like a Slash version of that image.
I could be completely wrong though, and just have made that up. But I mean,
it's like the image of like the grey guy eating the little baby.
If anyone gets any idea of me doing that idea being wrong,
hang on a minute. So what? So yeah. So what I'm looking at is a man where he's like, you know, his pants are slightly slipping down.
Does he even have pants in the image?
He's holding himself up with a stick.
Hang on. No, that's
and he's eating a child.
I don't know if that's the.
Oh no, that's not.
That's not the right image.
How many more? How many more images are there on the internet of old men eating children? Oh dear!
It's very crudely drawn.
Very crudely.
It's like,
is it like that one?
That's the one.
Show me.
That's the one.
Oh, he's actually going in.
Imagine a Slash version of that. Give him his like little top hat and his.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's Saturn devouring his son. That's an interesting image.
Well, I mean,
wow, I have learned something.
Yeah. Do you think Slash is ever going to sponsor us now?
I will say.
Not really, no.
He just said he eats children.
I wish he would.
You wish he would?
Yo, Slash,
Father.
Eat more children.
Father, could you sponsor me, please? Slash, you gave birth to me.
Well, I reckon we need to talk about something rather large that's happened this week for the England, for the UK.
I know, right?
Slash gave birth.
It's crazy. KFC are making a wrap for a month. That's amazing.
I know, man.
That
are they actually?
Absolute
yeah, they
madness.
Are. I want to try
KFC
it.
KFC wrap. It's the biggest thing that's happened this week.
It's
going. Have they made it before?
The biggest thing that's happened.
It's just like a special thing going from like now until November 5th. I want to go and grab one someday.
November 5th.
November 5th or 6th.
They're going to stop it on bonfire night. The night of like whiz bang and like big fireworks, and they're going to take it off the menu on that night.
Apparently.
It's a wrap, I guess.
It's like...
Wow.
Damn, you're funny.
It is a wrap.
Thank you. I invented that idea.
No, what I was talking about is the unfortunate passing of Queen Elizabeth. Like that moment silent we had there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
Because well, it's not a joking matter.
But that's it. But now we've got Charles.
We have taken
the top spot.
I'll be completely honest. I don't know who Charles is.
You don't know who he is?
No.
Have you ever been to
big
a zoo?
Fella. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Although his ears are not that big. Old geezer, big ears.
Has he got big ears?
That fella.
Yeah.
Mr. Burns. What?
Yeah, he's got big ears.
That's
and
it.
He goes.
We've actually got a secret bit of audio from the palace. If you want to listen to it,
that'd actually be quite
secret
interesting.
Audio. Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Listen. Okay. Turn it on. Hang on. Where's the button? Yep. There.
It's terribly sorry. Mummy's died. And it's with great sadness, and I'll take the reins. Excuse me. I just have to go a moment. I'm the bloody king. I'm the bloody king. Give me the crown, because I'm the bloody king.
Wow.
Blimey. For all who oppose me.
I did not expect him to be that happy about it. Flipping heck.
Is that real?
That's a catchy song.
That's a real audio, man.
Wow.
We recorded that.
Unfortunately,
that came from that bug that you put in the palace when they invited you over.
Yeah, unfortunately, I planted that idea.
The
idea that he would dance around like that.
You're joking.
That was me.
No.
Why were you invited to the palace anyway?
Why was I invited to the palace? Doc, I'm the inventor of ideas.
Of course. Was that the reason they let you in?
They needed battle tactics back in
the World
Wars.
Hang on a second. That wasn't Listen, whatever his name was it?
Listen here.
That wasn't Listen here, was it?
What was Listen here?
Me and Listen here.
Listen, was that him in the palace recording? Because he's like...
Yeah, me and Listen here, we got invited to help with war tactics.
Is that what it was? Is that why they let you in? Was
this the First World War.
Was this like yesterday?
That was me.
No. But to be fair though, you nicked loads of it from the palace.
Exactly.
It's like everything in your house now is like...
Gold.
Toilet paper from the palace.
Exactly. Like napkins.
Cup and saucer from the palace. Napkin from the palace.
Towels from the palace.
You've got to take it all back now though. It's got wrong face on it.
Got the crown jewels as well.
Wrong face on it. What? Crown jewels?
Yes.
Not worth
that's the funny thing, is like now they're going to be like a whole new face on the note. I mean, Americans don't need to worry about this because they got some fat guy called Benji, but like...
What?
Fat is that right?
What's that?
Do they have, Benjamin. Is it Benjamin Franklin on their
thing?
Oh,
I thought it was Benjamin Button. Is that who it is?
I don't know USA currency. Is it... Have they got... Is it like...
They've got... Makes no sense.
Isn't it like they've got Benjamin Franklin on like two of the notes
and then they've got Lincoln on...
One of
Dollar bit. Dollar. Something like that.
Dolly
bills?
I don't know. Dolly bill,
Are the pounds with the queen on it going to become rare now?
No.
In the future?
These things have been around for 70 years.
What's amazing is like people are going to be like, I'm going to keep a note because it's got the queen's face on it. It'll become rare one day. It's like after the apocalypse, fucking maybe. But it's like this fucking millions and millions of notes and coins like, in circulation. Yeah,
this money has been... being made for like what 70 years?
Yeah, exactly. So
it's
not going to become rare.
If anything, it will still be as common, but any money made about King Charles III
what they said with the money is they're going to slowly over the next year to almost, you know, several years up to almost 10 years to phase out
10 years
notes, coins and everything else.
You realise that there's probably going to be another monarch in 10 years.
Well, exactly. And there's also other things like our postboxes have ER on them. So they've got to change all the postboxes and all of the badges that police wear and stuff, the royal crown.
Okay, this is why Britain is so confusing.
Money.
Why?
Wouldn't the good news is, though, because it's royal money, you'll pay for it in your taxes.
Oh, now, listen, I know I'm the inventor of ideas, but I've just come up with a banger. Why doesn't the new king...
Fresh off the press.
Why doesn't the new king just get plastic surgery to look like the queen?
That would be amazing.
And
that
change
would be
his
pretty
name.
Interesting.
And change his name.
Then we won't have to do all this trouble with changing the money and everything.
And he'd be in front of the mirror going, I'm good to try the voice again. Okay. It's me, Lizzie.
Hello.
Yeah. It'd be amazing at it.
I'm back from the grave. Like,
head in a jar.
Wait, really? Look,
that would be interesting. Could you ask that? You like break into the palace. Dark room, out of nowhere. Spotlight.
What are you doing in my room? I'm trying to sleep.
You'd be like,
Honey,
keep it down, Jarface.
Jarface.
Oh, dear. Do you know what the worst Star Wars character is? Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no.
Because he's got two fucking jars.
Jar Jar Face.
Jar Jar Fade.
Jar Jar Stinks.
Oh, dear. I think he's trying to get my attention.
Who?
Jar Jar Winks.
Oh, no. Listen.
Wait.
What, can you smell something?
What, Jar Jar smells?
Jar Jar stinks, you fucking idiot.
I already said that. I gave you that idea.
You put that idea in my head.
But do you know who I gave the biggest idea?
Unbelievable.
Do you know who I gave the biggest idea to?
The biggest idea to?
Jar Jar thinks.
You stole the joke. I was thinking of how to use it.
Did you know, after
all
the movie,
of us thinking, what rhymes with stinks?
Did you know, after the movies, he actually started his own business about ice skating, Jar Jar Rinks?
Oh, really? He must be a bloody enterpriser. Have you not seen his new light shop around the end? Around the bend, Jar Jar Kinks.
I like it. Right. He makes necklaces, you know, as well, with like loops together. Jar Jar Links.
yeah.
Everybody's like, we tuned into for fucking this.
Oh, did you know
he's actually tuned into Chat Smash season 3 for this?
He's head warden at the local prison, Jar Jar Clinks.
he's also CEO of another like black market company that destroys cars for money, Jar Jar Dinks.
Is there any left? Oh dear. Oh dear, he's involved in the porn industry, Jar Jar Twinks.
Come on. Hang on. Jar Jar Anks. Banks.
Dinks.
Sinks.
Come on now. That's got to be it.
Finks. Hinks.
Well, do you know what we're going to do this series?
Jar Jar Binks' art YouTube channel, Jar Jar Inks.
Tattoos by Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Anywho, do you know what we're going to do this season?
What?
Why are we going to?
Are we going to be back every week? Oh, no, we're not going to be back every week.
Yeah, I made this idea.
Every 2 weeks?
No.
No, we're not going to be back every 2 weeks.
Because I made that idea.
What I reckon is, for this season, we'll go for one show a month. Because generally, we're lazy and it's so hard to get us together, really.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's the way I reckon we should do it. Once a month, one show.
That's the way I reckon we should do it.
Cool then, that's what we'll do. We'll go for a season of one hour shows. If we can do 12 shows, then that's a dozen. We'll be the Dirty Dozen.
Dirty.
Happy days.
Why
filthy. Dirty Dozen.
Clean Dozen, please.
Dirty Dozen.
If a baker gives me a dirty dozen.
Release day. What do you reckon? Sunday's like traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, we could do Sunday again.
Sunday. Wednesdays. Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday, maybe.
Tuesdays.
I'm busy on Tuesday.
Well, no, there's other things that come out on a Tuesday. Interesting things. Friday. What about Mondays? Nothing interesting comes out on a Monday.
That's a fact.
That is nothing. Yeah.
Everyone drops on a Sunday.
Everyone's at work.
Nothing.
Who releases things on work day?
Nothing. Nothing. Right. There's nothing good comes out in America on a Monday on the exactly. release date, does it?
On Sunday.
I tell you what, I've got a new slogan. Christmas. Make Mondays great again.
Exactly.
With Chat Smash.
I have a new slogan.
That's it.
I gave you the idea.
What's that? You just gave me that idea.
Yeah.
You say make Mondays great again.
Yeah, exactly. Make Mondays great again.
So the hat is mga. Mga.
Mga.
Mga.
Mga.
Well, you know, because like, you know, they had the Make America Great Again, the MAGA hats. Now so, you got mga. Mga.
That's it. Well, anyway, mga to everybody.
Mga.
Ikumbog.
So that's it. Mga. We are the only cool thing that comes out on a Monday.
Yeah, I mean, gotta be. I can't think.
So there we go.
I can't think of anything.
Every fourth Monday, we'll go for it. Release time. Talk about silly things. So what we should do is we should use this time together
to do
a bit of brainstorming. A little bit of brainstorming. It's not supposed to be that painful brainstorming. You realise that?
I'm just making noise.
You need to come up with some ideas then. Some four shows. What can we do?
Okay.
I need to come up with ideas.
Why the monarchy is weird.
What do you mean it's weird? It's not weird. We've talked about the monarchy.
It's weird.
Is I the bloody king?
It's weird.
I the bloody king.
It's weird.
Why is it weird? It's not weird at all. It's like, you know.
Okay, so what?
1,000 years of like privileged people being born into it and taking half the country and then taxing everybody out of it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
They're not needed.
It's a total normal Alan Sugar type business plan.
They're not needed.
Could we become the monarchy? The new monarchy?
Hope so.
Can we become the new monarchy?
Like Giuseppe next to the Buckingham Palace.
Well, have you got like... I cannot remember the most basic pipe bomb that you can make.
What?
No, it's something crazy like bleach and
okay, relax.
Else.
We don't want to get this podcast taken off the air.
Well, you need to make enough of them.
Where did that even come from?
Well, you want to be a monarch?
What we could do is just like, you know, blow up their TikToks. We don't have to blow up their TikToks. Yeah, like in a metaphorical way.
You think Charles is making TikToks doing the little dances?
I'm king.
Look at me.
I'm king.
I'm the bloody king. Look at my feet. Do my dance.
All I was suggesting is set up like a store, a wooden store.
Like the stocks.
Yeah, like like you remember SpongeBob episode where he's blowing bubbles?
Yes.
Like the bubble blowing stuff outside of Buckingham Palace, but just like with Chat Smash New Monarchs or something on it. Yeah. So we're like, hello, everybody.
Do you know if we put a stand outside Buckingham Palace at the moment with Chat Smash and the New Monarchs, we'd get lynched, yeah, proper.
Lynched, we get
hung. Well, I don't know.
You would.
Well.
It'd be like, they're building a bloody gallows.
Public execution.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That would be pretty funny, though.
Okay.
I
so can we all agree There's been no pipe bombs.
I would have never built a pipe
bomb.
Oh dear!
Don't worry, guys. This episode's going to end. Ideas.
Don't give him that. You gave him that idea.
Let me just tell you this now. Let me just tell you this now. This episode's going to end in a bang, and I'm not talking. I don't know.
I know when we're walking, we're like, oh, let's just do this series and not give a fuck. Let's just like, you know, let's just go for it.
Here's the thing.
We end up getting cancelled after one episode. Here's the thing. Like, you're like, fucking doxes us.
This season, swatted. Here's the funny thing, right?
Has anybody been swatted on a podcast probably. Before? No, we're not Twitch streaming, but you never know.
Here's the thing. You go, oh, we're going to do this season, and we're gonna really push it. And then I say something, and I see they're like sweating on the brow. What's he going to say? Oh, no.
It's because preferably...
Oh, no. We're going down.
We do want to do this. I'm yelling Timber.
Oh, dear.
You better move. The monarchy said so. Get out.
The monarchy gets turned.
Yeah, no. Prince Charles hears this podcast.
He can hear everything with their ears. They're massive.
Prince Charles after he leaves.
Anyway, he's King Charles, not Prince Charles.
Oh,
King Charles.
Sorry. This place about to blow. Oh. This place about to blow. Oh, you know.
Oh, a package.
Oh, a package. Oh, it's from my lovely wife. I don't know where the wife is. Probably with him.
It's from Chad Smash.
Chad Smash, my favourite podcast.
A package for the king from Chad Smash?
I'm really excited.
Call the whole family at once to open this together.
Jesus.
Oh, dear.
I could just imagine that in a weird way. You know what I mean?
You open a mystery box.
Goes to open it. Puts his hand on the little, like, thing.
Do you know the last thing the king would get is the fucking postman putting a parcel on his doorstep.
Listen.
All right, your majesty, open this parcel.
Listen.
As if.
The king gets what the king wants. He wants post. He gets post.
Has the queen ever ordered...
Hang on a second.
Have they ever ordered, like, a pizza?
Probably. I tell you who does like pizza. Prince Andrew. Because he definitely takes his daughters to a pizza parlour. And he's definitely not out, allegedly, banging some teenage girl, is he?
No.
Round at Epstein's house. But he definitely liked pizza because he was a royal. And he remembers, he likes pizza so much, he remembers it from years ago. The exact night.
Damn. Actually, there's a good thing about him. There's a good thing about him. He's really got a problem. A real medical problem.
Yeah, he doesn't sweat.
He doesn't sweat.
What? Oh, I've seen that video where he's like, I couldn't have been in there because I don't sweat.
I can't sweat.
Funny that you notice.
Who is he? Liam Neeson. I've got a special set of skills.
I've got a very special set of skills.
Funny you mention that I sweat because I have a peculiar medical condition where I don't sweat.
You gave him that idea to say that, though.
I did.
It's your fault.
No, it's my fault because obviously that's not a good idea, so he got lynched for it.
I'm thinking about this now. I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Is it O.J. Simpson, the guy that was like convicted of murder?
If the glove don't fit, you gotta quit.
Him. Have you seen the video where he's like, we invited him for an interview later on in the day, and he surprised me at my door and saying I didn't like. And they filmed the woman opening the door to the interview, and he went.
Did he actually?
He had nothing in his hands, but he's like, come on.
I like that bit in court where they're like, does the glove fit? And he's just like trying to put it on his fingertips going, no, doesn't fit. Definitely doesn't fit. And you're like, that glove would fucking fit you.
What? Which glove? I'll be completely honest.
The dirty, blood-stained glove.
The glove.
I don't know who that character is. The glove.
O.J. Simpson, he killed someone. That's all allegedly. I don't even know what his previous thing was. What was he?
What? A football player.
He was a football player. Turned actor.
Turned murderer.
I suppose.
Turned tub.
Turned vigilante. Turned robber. Turned
pipe bomb enthusiast.
Turned prisoner.
Vigilante.
Now turned golfer.
O.J. Simpson is Batman.
Apparently he was. Without the billionaire parents and
Alfred.
You know, Batcave or Alfred. But exactly the same apart from that.
Right. So his parents were murdered in an alley?
No. Allegedly.
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 Well, I had an idea for a new segment on the show. You know, like we normally would do like a bit of a Google and find out what weird shit news has been going on around the world. Woman trips over her face and all that sort of stuff and that.
Yeah.
Rats take over an asylum. Well, what I reckon is we should just use the Googly News tab, but just with single word random searches and just go for the craziest and weird news.
Right.
Why not? Let's give it a go. Let's call it the News Pages.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Right, so now it's time to get down with the news. Sticky news
you
pages.
Pay.
I'm not
going to finish that.
Exactly.
Go on.
That's your name of your OnlyFans, isn't it?
You can't leave that.
So anyway, give me a single word that I can search for the news pages.
Let me think. How about...
Thinky man, put some ideas in his head.
Okay. Yeah, give me something.
Okay. Was it?
The Seven Seas, put that in there.
Okay, so... Okay.
Boat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jolly Roger.
Oh.
Right.
Eye patch.
That. Pirate.
That's amazing. How did you think of that? Right, hang on a minute. Let me search. Pirate... Google News tabs. Second story down. BC, flying spaghetti monster, pirate hat, fight on ID photo. Come on now.
Flying spaghetti monster.
Monsters.
Have you heard of that?
ICBC pirate hat fight deepens.
Well, I think.
Have you heard of that?
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Have you heard of the church?
Gary
no,
Smith,
I have not heard of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti
well,
Monster.
Well, Gary Smith, he identifies as a Pastafarian.
Yes, Pastafarians. Yep. They wear colanders on their head.
He's a worldwide religion where they wear either pasta colanders or a three-cornered hat known as a pirate's tricorn on their head. Good ideas, idea man.
See?
But the leader of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monsters, the BC, CFSMBC, says that the ICBC is allowing him to have his driving license picture taken with a pirate hat on, but then issues a photoless temporary license. So, what, they said he could do it and then they just gave him a license without a picture?
I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty interesting one. A Pastafarian.
Yeah, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, honestly.
Bro.
I knew nothing about this.
I want to join
Come on,
that.
Tell me, Mr. Ideas Man, tell me what you know about these geezers.
Okay, so the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is the belief in the fact that there is a being greater than our own universe that is made of flying spaghetti and meatballs.
That's amazing.
Right.
And there's illustrations of him. He's like
I can imagine
tentacly
what a flying spaghetti man would look like.
And everyone wants to be touched by his noodly appendage. That's like...
This sounds like it's turning into like the Futurama movie, slightly.
No, that is
it. Is it like on Pasta Hub?
No, it's on the real life. I wish.
Yeah, that's going to be like the next April Fool's joke. What was it last year? Like Corn Hub?
Not an April Fool's fuss. It's real.
Is it still up?
No, the spaghetti man is real.
Oh. That was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
The flying spaghetti monster. I believe in him.
You believe...
What? What's the problem?
Yeah, got to believe in that flying spaghetti monster.
You got to believe in him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, do you not look up the sky? Do you not ever look?
Have you ever had a dream that you could do?
You know, go outside and look up and be like, that's the flying spaghetti
There must
monster.
Be more than just the spaghetti down here on Earth.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing. Right then, Ideas Manor. What's your name anyway? I keep forgetting.
Light,
Ideas Man.
Light Bulb.
Light Bulb.
Light nice. Slash Bulb.
So then, Light Bulb, give me a word. Single word, please, for my news jizz. News pages! Give me a word, please, for the news pages.
Penis.
It's all the P's today.
It has to be done.
Penis.
Flying spaghetti.
News. Penis gives me Nigerian officials intercept 7,000 smuggled donkey penises at international airport.
What?
7,000 donkey dicks. What the fuck does that even look like?
Dick, 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 dick. How many dicks is that? A lot.
First of all, that's crazy. Second
how
of all...
How do you smuggle that? Like, in your trousers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. 3,500 down each leg.
No,
just
that's
walking,
not...
Making a squelch.
That's
sound.
Not... That's not
know,
illegal
I know things dehydrate
penis.
When they, you I'm know, they go packed. Smaller, but... Do you know
Wait,
what I mean?
They dehydrate? I thought they've just been lobbed off full of, like, blood in there.
Well, yeah, but they're still going to shrink, aren't they?
Oh.
Red How much bag. Blood comes out of 7,000 donkey dicks?
7,000 litres.
Are you saying that the international measurement for a donkey dick is a litre of blood?
Yes.
Have they got like little marks all the way down the shaft?
Yes. It's like a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you got
squeeze
a,
the bulb.
Like little dash lines.
That's about like 5 millilitre.
Well, let's just look at the facts then. the 7,000 doggy penises were being smuggled to Hong Kong in 16 sacks.
Hong Kong makes sense.
Wow. But custom officials at International Airport in Lagos, they intercepted them packages.
Why? Was it for human consumption or for
The illicit trade of donkey parts, including animals' penises and skin, from Nigeria to China, is common as they use to make Chinese medicine.
Penises?
Right.
Well, do you think that's what they make the pipettes out of, donkey Maybe. Dicks?
I'd hope not.
It's like just one drop.
What makes it illegal?
What makes it illegal?
Yeah.
7,000 of them.
There's like, I would think 7,000 donkeys would have something to say about it. Apparently, they had said, though, it's okay, they're cow dicks.
Oh,
and the officials were like, that's all right. Cow, that's not a problem.
Wait, cows
no problem
have...
with cow dicks. But donkey dicks, no donkey dicks.
Dog.
But apparently, and to illustrate the story, they've given us both a picture of an airport and a donkey.
Wow.
But this donkey seems very much probably alive. To still have his penis because he's got a little donkey smile.
And plus he's still alive.
Plus he's still alive.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You said cows, dog.
No, they said they were cow. They declared them as cow dicks.
Well, that's the
What's
worst
in the bag?
Lie I've
What's
ever
in
heard.
The bag? What's in the bag? What's in the bag? It's cow dicks. It's cow dicks, isn't it?
Well, that's the worst lie.
Show
I've
me
ever
the
heard.
Cow dicks. They're not cow dicks. Donkey dicks. Off to prison.
How
with
would you
you
know?
Dog, cows, my brother.
Whoa! There's a picture of 7,000 donkey dicks.
Cows, right? Let's have a look. With their big udders. Yeah, with their. I'm sure they have long penises with their big udders.
In June, the custom officials said they intercepted 3 100-kilogram bags filled with donkey genitalia and 3,712 pieces of donkey skin. It's more than foreskin, isn't it?
I mean,
yes.
That's a lot of donkey dicks. And then, as is Google's way, in the little stories underneath, the little clickbait.
Let me guess. Banks hate
One of them
do
is
this.
Bowels. A simple trick to empty them completely with lots of peeled bananas. See?
A simple
penis
trick to
story.
Empty them.
Fruit that looks like penis.
See, a simple trick to empty them quickly is just like...
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom!
Go to the bathroom!
I had one earlier.
Okay, go on. Sorry, Fossy,
that's fine,
you crack
that's
on, big Foss.
I had one earlier that, in the day that was like...
This star
a
still...
A donkey dick.
No.
It was like, this star still looks good at almost 101 years old. And I don't know who it was.
Was it Betty White?
No.
I'll be completely...
She nearly made 101, but I bet she doesn't look good.
When you said star, I thought you meant like... In the space, and I was like...
Betty White was into donkeys.
What, really?
Yeah, man.
How so?
Because she was like patron saint of a donkey sanctuary. And all them donkeys had the fucking dicks, all right?
Did she live in Hong Kong?
All the ones that had the vertical eye of Sauron at the back.
Damn. what was the word?
Like a piggy bank.
Has anyone like... yeah,
has your donkey got the donkey dick or the piggy bank?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear.
Has anyone ever intercepted Betty White's plane traffic?
What?
I mean, did she ever go to Hong Kong?
What are you saying? Are you saying that you're saying on the side that Betty White, lovely old lady persona,
is a dealer.
But really, she was a donkey
to be honest,
dealer.
Right, to be honest, right.
She was a DDD.
No, to be honest, she probably did it when she...
Triple D!
She probably did it when she was, like, older and thought, like, dropping, like, baking powder on it would, like, grow them back.
Drop it like it's hard. Drop it like it's hard.
Drop it like it's donkeys.
She thought, what, fuss?
I don't know, maybe she was so old that she thought that... Oh, I can drop baking powder or soda on the donkey penises and it'll grow back to be normal donkey. And then she didn't...
Normal donkeys?
She didn't...
Really, is that how you make new donkeys?
She didn't...
She cut the dinkle off and sprinkle on powder.
The problem is she didn't...
Dinkle
really,
and sprinkle.
Yes, there's... How many donkey dicks was it?
7,000
okay.
donkey
Here's
dicks.
The thing. She didn't
dicks.
Think that. Because once she did one and she was like, down this... Donkey is kind of big. There's 7,000 of these things. How am I going to get these on a flight? It's not Madagascar 2.
Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Did you hear about who the airport recruited?
Who did which airport?
The airport that secured
that found the donkey dicks.
Yeah. In light of this recent fiasco to stop any futures, they recruited the dong wrangler.
Not the Czechoslovakian dong wrangler.
The one and only.
We had words about him, didn't we?
He yeah. appeared
Dodgy out, wrangler.
Like a phantom, and he was like, I've heard there's some dongs that need to be wrangled.
Need to be wrangled back into place.
And it was like, digga-digga-ding.
Oh, dear. Didn't we have that story? Wasn't that Deputy Deuce, dong wrangler?
We didn't have Deputy Deuce, dong wrangler. We just had dong wrangler. It was like random. Wasn't it like stories from around the world or something?
It was like cryptids.
Yeah. You seen that video of Biden where he goes, "America can be described in one word."
You said, "Come on, man! Come on, man!"
No, have you not seen that?
What word could it be described as?
It's a video where he goes, "American can be described in one word." How about divide? He just completely fumbles.
Have you seen the video where he's like 100 million, billion, zillion, million?
Yeah, he's like,
you do realize that most billion, of those videos bajillion. Are like fabricated and re-edited.
That's not fabricated, I'll tell you that.
Are you telling me that President Biden did not read out the real financial gains of the Morbius movie?
But what I'm saying is they've several times got videos where people have gone, look at Biden, and he's going, and then they put the real video, and he sounds quite lucid and sensible.
But have you not seen the video where he goes, because like it cuts between two parts?
This
and
is
it
the clip, hold on, I think I found it.
Oh, Obama and Soda?
No, the 100 million, billion, zillion. Hold on.
700 billion and $1,300,000,000,000.
Somewhere between 100 million billion.
That's just not real, though, is it?
No, look, it's real.
Yeah, it might look like it's live.
Come on.
Deep fake.
Somewhere between 100 million billion trillion million.
Oh, dear.
You seen that one where like they're doing like the press conference and he just walks off? He's talking,
man.
And he steps off to the right, and someone else starts speaking. He's just standing there, and he goes, he just turns around and walks away slowly.
I saw the one where he like gets like off the podium, and there's no one there, and he just goes to hold his hand out to shake someone's hand.
So they don't shake.
There's just nobody there. He just goes as if he's going to shake the invisible man's hand.
I can't wait for the Joe Biden weigh-in.
What, against who? Who's he fighting?
Who do you think he would fight? If you had,
who would he fight? Trump.
King Charles.
Is it UFC?
He'd fight the next presidential candidate.
Can you imagine a fight between Biden and Trump? Biden would just fall asleep in his corner and Trump would just be talking up how great he is all the time.
Wasn't Trump a wrestler? Or am I imagining
No,
Wasn't he like a manager of wrestling?
That was Ric Flair you were thinking of.
No, he did something with wrestling.
Who?
Or Donald Trump. Donald Trump. I swear I heard the story that he's done something relating to wrestling.
Well, probably wrestled with several interns when they were trying to get away from him.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Maybe he stuffed them.
Allegedly.
Maybe he stuffed them onto a plane and allegedly went to an island.
Do you reckon Trump's like a member of a secret society?
Maybe. Maybe the leader of the secret society didn't kill himself.
Do you know what I found out? There's lots of secret societies in the world.
How many?
No.
Loads. Oh, fucking millions.
That's crazy.
Fucking millions. Go on, name some secret societies for me then.
Me. I'm a secret society.
What are you talking about?
I'm a secret society.
Who's the big ones? Come on.
What about that? There was that church where the leader wanted to like fill it up, make it like a big bird bar.
Yeah, the chat smash.
They were
the church.
Definitely an amazing one. No, but you got like the Knights Templar and
the Templars,
the Skull and Bones, and all that.
The Skull and Bones.
The Skull and Bones is one of the university.
Is that like a bike gang or something?
No, they're like one of these university secret gang society types.
University gangs.
The donkey smugglers.
Do you know who was in the Skull and Bones?
Who?
Famous people is like the George Bush.
Right.
Senior and junior.
Right.
The donkey smugglers.
To be honest,
they reckon that the Skull and Bones are the people that started off the CIA.
So wait, who are
they're
the
all
Skull
secret
and Bones?
Societies. The Order of the Skull and Bones, their secret society formed at Yale University in Connecticut, 1832.
Damn.
So they just pulled up?
Yep, they just pulled up and were like, do you know what? Secret society.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
The thing that's funny about secret societies are like, I'm wearing a hood and like, you know, say this and do that and get paddled in the ass and you have to do it in your pants and whatever and secret chanting.
What's the point?
And it's all that. It's always men. It's always men. There's never women in the fucking secret society. It's always men because they're all like some bullshit old boys club.
Just because the men are bad at keeping
secrets,
dog.
They're what?
They're bad at keeping secrets, dog. You don't know the underlayers. Underlayers. Well,
to be fair, if we were going to have a secret society of Chat Smash, you would definitely be the leader.
I would.
Yeah, come on then. Outline it. Go on. Secret society.
Okay, so.
I love it when he coughs. revving a car. So.
Our home base, right?
Yes. A pyramid.
No.
A basement.
Yes.
Secret. Ooh, basement.
but not your average everyday basement.
No.
It would be a regular house, just a regular house just on top.
Yep.
Probably even like a lighthouse. Right?
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
To draw away.
That is quite nice.
Like, cool. Just a lighthouse doing its business, but under the surface, dog. It's going to be like 7 football pitches.
Right.
Like in length.
I didn't think you meant in like floodlight and seating.
No, yeah, obviously not. It's going to look like 7 football pitches in there. There's going to be red plastic cups everywhere.
Buy a hot dog.
Look like.
Exactly. T-shirt cannons.
<That's> Good evening, everyone. T-shirt in the guts.
That's the initiation. If you catch the T-shirt, you win.
Yeah, dodgeball initiation. But with
come on, then.
T-shirt cannons.
Okay, so.
Well, what, like the usual shoo-ins, like the Illuminati or something?
Do you know what about the Illuminati?
What?
Do you know the Illuminati, they're supposed to have disbanded in like 1880. There's no real trace of them after 1880, apparently. Yeah. And it's just, you know, one of these things. And they're really secretive. The Illuminati confirmed. Secret, secret, secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how you join the Illuminati?
Do you go, I want to join the Illuminati?
Do you know how you join them?
How?
Just go and Google.
Really?
Yeah, got a website.
Do they actually?
Yeah, pick up your phone.
Bro, my phone's dead. I'm going to miss out.
You're going to miss out.
I'll do it later.
I discovered this today.
What do I search up?
Just, Illuminati. If you just discover, look up Illuminati Prestige, because you got to be Prestige. If you got Prestige straight away. Prestige.
Facebook?
You got them?
They have a Facebook.
Nah, just a .com.
I don't see it.
What? Maybe it was just me.
Maybe you've got the special link.
So if you search up Illuminati on Google. Yeah, Illuminati.
Yes.
You got them?
Yes.
You press it. Join today. There you go.
I can't see that website.
It's so secretive. Look.
Do you know what's funny? I probably would.
What's so funny is how come it's just my phone?
Here's the thing. If I get to join the Illuminati.
Welcome to the light. Achieve greatness today.
What's look the at website this. Called?
The Pyramid the Eye. Look, they must be legit because look, there's a hand holding a wedge of cash. So that's got to be real.
Cars.
And then a house with cars, and one of them's a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, do they give away like 3 rings?
Rolls Royce.
You see, look, a Rolls Royce.
Called? What's the website called? I want to join.
IlluminatiPrestige.com. And then some dude looking really happy.
You know, this is
millions of people from all walks of life have committed themselves to the Illuminati's global work for betterment of the human species by foregoing all divisions of religion, geographical, political beliefs. Followers of the light strive to form a planet where people can live. Look, all these happy people.
Here's a question.
And all you got to do, no doubt, is put your credit details in.
I clicked on it and it opened my WhatsApp.
Oh no, that's the join page.
Oh, well, I'm...
Have you joined?
Part of the Illuminati.
Oh, you probably can't talk to us now because you're in the Illuminati.
Sorry.
I'll be able to do that Kanye West triangle.
Like that. Yeah. See, I can't part of it now.
You could join because you've got the hand signals and everything.
But realistically, what have they done?
What have they done to help anyone?
Good fast day, sir.
That's just what they want you to think.
Okay, what have they done then?
Wait, it's a secret.
It looks like a money-making pyramid scheme.
Probably
no
is.
Joke
but
intended.
It can't be because it's the real Illuminati.
Yeah, no pun intended.
There you go, but you do have to take the eternal oath. There.
Okay. Oh, damn.
I swear to having to hold the Mrs. Illuminati.
I swear to not make pipe
bomb. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, it's a bit triangular. Have you ever tried to kiss a triangle? That's the initiation to the Illuminati.
So yeah, that was the Illuminati, crazy boys. But what I was going to talk about,
right?
A lovely little tangent, is that in the meantime, since we've been off air, I've been just carrying on, grafting, doing my real job, because I'm an adult grown up.
Backflips.
You geezers,
doing business.
You were like off to like education and shit.
Yeah, doing business.
When?
Doing like college and shit.
Yeah. I wish
courses
I wasn't.
And in bettering yourselves. So what I was going to say, yeah. So in a way, if you two are going to college, you're like Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. And I'm like Ice Cube.
Damn.
So I'm like, you're going to college.
Damn.
Am I going to college?
You're going to college, but don't try and fuck my daughter. But that actually would be your sister. So that's quite sick.
Yeah. I'm not going to cut that bit out.
That's what happened in 21 Jump Street.
What?
Jonah Hill did the nasty with the captain's daughter.
What?
I mean, he did.
So you can go to college, but don't do that.
Fair
and
enough.
Because remember, then he goes, oh,
you did that.
And then he goes, every time he says that word, is another foot up your ass or something like that.
Exactly. So anyway, so you go to college.
And then I remember, because he sits back down and he goes, yeah, and he looks at me, he's like, No, I don't really find it that interesting at all, really. I need to watch that movie again.
Anyway, Big Foss.
Yes.
What are you doing at college?
Game.
Bruh.
Game.
Computer game.
Yeah.
Development.
Design.
Design.
Yes.
Man, you're going to be making the next big game.
He does sound enthusiastic.
Yes. He does.
To be honest,
for the money it's fucking costing me, you better sound more excited.
Well,
now he's pepped up.
No, I was just going to say. When the lesson started and like the main guy went, yeah, so like Ubisoft has like 30,000 job offers now. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I don't like Ubisoft, but I'll do it if I need to. I do not like Ubisoft.
You're saying, you're like Ubisoft, they're like, I get 120 grand. You're like, yeah.
See, what's funny is I've said this many times now, and this is the first time
I've said this many times.
Yes, yeah.
Here we have a game.
Yes. I much prefer Rockstar pre-GTA 5.
Come on now.
I would happily play Red Dead 1 because it's got Undead Nightmare. Bully because it's a good game. San Andreas, Vice City. GTA 3 is a bit basic, but it's still playable.
I don't know my favourite part about GTA 4.
Multiplayer was the worst.
Go on then, what's your favourite part about GTA 4?
You could eat burgers.
Yeah, well, you know, eat drink the Sprunk.
My favourite thing, right, was to eat the burger and then you'd like throw the drinks can on the floor and then you'd be able to run over and pick it up again. And I'd just walk around town and be like, look, guys, I have a drink. Look, I'm drinking a drink. And then I'd like throw it at civilians.
Wow.
And like throw it in the bin.
There's entertainment.
It's like,
honestly,
it's nice like that. You just don't get very often, is it?
Exactly. Like just, oh, I can throw this in the bin.
If I was given the choice on where to work and it was like, this would be cool to
do. It'd be Cluck and Bell.
It would be. No, don't say Cluck and Bell. don't disrespect me like that.
Oh, dear, it'd be the gravity grill.
It would be. I don't know how they work, company-wise. I'd want to work on the single-player content of the next Rockstar game. The single-player content. Keep me away from multiplayer. That's disgusting. Yep. You vile company. The next
all those
one,
bridges.
Yeah, I am. The next one, I'd love to work on a Sly Cooper game. That would be incredible for me. You know, childhood game. Crazy to work on, like, another one of those. Brutal Legend.
Old school.
Brutal Legend is brilliant,
though. It's a banger. It's
everybody,
a banger.
Half the people that did the voices are dead. Come on now.
No.
Jack Black, brother.
Who?
What?
Lemmy. That's
Jack
it.
Jack Black is alive and
Jack
well.
Black's alive. Ozzy Osbourne's
How
alive.
How is Jack Black alive and well?
Because he is.
He's just there.
Yeah, but he's like...
He goes,
yes. Skadoosh, wiggity wow wow. Well, he's got confirmed immunity until at least 2024.
Who gave him that idea?
Because Kung Fu Panda is coming out.
Oh, yeah, Kung Fu Panda is coming
Kung
out.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, so he can't pass away before Kung Fu Panda comes out.
I'll tell you a movie. We went to see a movie. We went to see Bullet
Rango.
Train.
Oh, yeah, Bullet Train.
Yeah, Bullet Train. That was
how
right.
The fuck did you mention Rango? It's been 6 months. Just let it go.
Sorry.
Rango's finished. No. Honestly, more Rango in the chat smash. We told you this. We got an embargo.
Well, actually, no. We watched Rango
recently. We took out these papers. We served you with them papers.
I made the idea of Rango, Doug. That was me. I invented a Rango.
We went to see the Bullet Train.
It was all right.
I liked it. I liked it.
What I didn't like was it...
If you say the twins.
Yeah, exactly.
If you say the twins, I'm going to...
They were the best characters. The brothers
they were
insane.
Obviously,
I'm Thomas the Tank Engine. You're a diesel car. Look at you. Yeah, right? Yes, what are you talking about? You might be a Percy.
The only thing you're revealing about yourself in saying this is that you are a diesel.
What? How you fucking dare? Fucking cool. And not what you mean.
You're a diesel.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
No, I'm not.
Look at you.
What are you talking
diesel.
About?
Diesel.
And also, in that, there was like, it's got the Bradley Pitts.
Yeah.
Bradley Pitts. So Bradley Pitts is in it. I can see his face through the movie. Bradley Pitts. It's got...
Bradley Piss.
It's got...
Bodily fluid.
It's got the geezer out of Kick-Ass. I'm looking for him in the whole movie.
Which one?
He's right in front of my face.
He's
playing
the guy with the
English,
mustache,
English
the twin.
Twin. Playing Lemon or whatever he was called.
Lemon,
or Tangerine.
Tangerine,
yeah,
that's it.
But I'm like, didn't recognise him at all. Also, it's like Ryan Reynolds in the movie, blink and you miss
him. He was there for 2 seconds.
Literally two
Same
seconds.
With
I dipped
Tatum.
My hand in the popcorn, lifted up my drink and I'd missed him.
Yeah, it's like, with Channing Tatum at least, you have to blink twice to miss him.
I thought Channing Tatum was going to be the bastard on the train doing all the killings, but apparently not. But no spoilers.
Yeah, okay. The twins were the best character, I'm just saying.
I've got to say, when they brought in the Smurfs, like that was a real mind.
Yeah, man. And the Queen, the last movie appearance.
And you should have waited, right?
Crazy.
End credits scene, dog. Rango appears.
What? Right in the end?
And he was like...
I'd left by that point.
Man, that Bullet Train was wild. Anyone got some water? That's what he said.
Do you know how much money Bullet Train made?
How much?
In the worldwide release. The world release.
£1. 1 milli.
200 mil.
200. How much budget?
Not a bad purse.
What was the budget?
I don't know. I bet it was quite a high budget because it was
Because it had to get the brothers.
It was big on special defects.
Yeah. While you searched that up, I figured out that It Chapter One, the It movie from 2017, it cost about $40 million to make and made about $700 million.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty
good. $90 million quid to make Bullet Train.
Oh,
and they got $2 million out of it. That's not
made $200 million.
Easy double of profit.
Do you know what the big fat winner was, though?
The brothers.
Jurassic World Domination.
I've never seen it.
Hub. Yeah.
Do you know how much Jurassic World Domination Hub made?
A billy.
Enough.
995 million squids.
That's a lot of dollars, isn't it? Billy.
Close to the billy. I'm going to find out how much Jurassic Parky World was cost to make.
Once movies get to like 1 billion in the box office, can we have like Brian Cox like announcing the numbers?
Avengers 5 made $1 billion in the box office.
Jurassic World cost 165 to 185 million to make.
Holy moly.
Box office 995 mil. At this time of writing, 998.1.
Damn.
So it's gonna be a $1 billion movie.
Did they spend 100 mil of that?
That's fucking crazy.
Is that even still in theatres?
I don't know.
Cinema.
What's a theatre? I thought that's where you had an operation.
My bad.
I'm confused.
Did they?
How did I get that idea in my head?
What? Was me, dog. I've given you every idea you've ever had.
He didn't give you that idea.
What?
He didn't give you that idea.
Well, anyway, I reckon we've chatted enough smash and we've smashed enough chat. The first time back in all this time.
I haven't done any smashes yet.
What we need is any ideas people have out there for shit that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. Well, as we know from the last episode of season two, when you ask for, like, you know, help and suggestion from podcasters and listeners, you get so many.
Yeah, it was a great
dog.
There's literally so many.
I still haven't finished reading them.
Exactly. Not enough time to answer them all.
Like,
but if anybody, you know, wants to try, we'll try and get round to all of the thousands of suggestions we get.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll...
We'll
drop some in.
We've only got like an ant as a receptionist, so it's going to take a while to get to your request.
What we do need to do, though, is bring the heat to the Neatcast. Because you know what they've been doing? Why have we not been on?
What have they been doing?
Honestly, it's not talking positively about us.
What?
It's not talking nicely and bigging us up.
What they
have been doing is giving it the wobbly gob.
Right.
Giving it all the hitch. Giving it the fucking all the big billy bollocks.
Yeah.
All that talk, you know, so chat smash shit, chat smash wankers.
Is Neatcast a diesel?
Chat smash twats.
Damn.
Neatcast is a diesel.
Neatcast is a diesel. I'm all over it. So yeah, so maybe they're going to do it. And what you said in the last episode, you were going to apologise to them. That's off the cards.
No, I'm not doing that now.
No apologies.
I'll tell you what, I'm apologising them with a letter. It's going to be in a cardboard
steaming
box.
No,
don't open any of Foss's letters. Don't open any of Foss's boxes.
I'm
going to
send you an apology in a cardboard box.
Yeah,
it'll weigh £5.
In the shape of a pipe.
50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Didn't you just leave a big steaming turd in one of like Mike's shoes in his closet?
Maybe. But he did lock me up though.
He did lock you up?
He did lock me up.
For ages in that cupboard.
Yeah. Well, actually, then again, you did put me on a storage boat. Or whatever.
Facts.
What are you saying?
Exactly.
It was his idea.
What are you doing?
He put the idea in my head.
Exactly. We're the lesser of two evils here.
I had to shave off all my hair so that people would think I was a normal person so I can get back here.
Well.
I know we're talking about like almost year old
it's
news
grown
now,
back quite well though a is, little patchy yeah. I must admit
it is,
but it's coming back. Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Yes, I have a thing to say.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Hang on a minute,
I can't
hold
wait
the phone. It's a bit of late news.
It is.
I've given him this idea.
This is totally just to like boost the numbers of the first episode backing in. I'd like to happily announce
he's getting married.
A nice
he's getting married to bloody Charles.
I'd like to happily announce epic thing.
An epic thing.
You're now the king.
I'm not the king, sadly.
What
I want to announce is that the Gravity Grill season two is currently in pre-production.
The Gravity Grill season two.
It's happening, boys and girls.
I thought they were just finished and closed.
I made
that idea.
What? No. You put that idea in his head?
Exactly.
Gravity Girl season
2. I heard everyone's prayers.
Do you not remember the...
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. He did put the idea in our heads.
What? How?
Do you not remember the last second of the last episode of season 1?
I remember the last episode. They were in there in the bar, and then the Rangonians came in.
There's a Rangonian
spy. Deuce, and he could put down with the deputy trying to fall down, and that's the Rangonian.
Yep. And then the theme plays. What does Mr. Think Brain Idea say?
I know what he said.
What's he say?
He said, well, this has got spin-off written all over it.
Oh.
Gravity Girl spin-off.
Or what would it be called? Oh, find out soon. I'll post it on my Twitter so you have a reason to look there. I'll post everything to do with the Gravity Girl on my Twitter. So you actually have a reason to look there.
If anyone's still with us, thank you very much for listening to our nonsense. I'm sure we're going to get back into the swing.
Yes.
All day, every day, man. Except for once a month.
Please listen to other indie podcasts. Support everybody out there. Thanks very much for listening. I've been Vinny.
I've been Big Foss.
And I've been Lightbulb.
Catch us next time on Jazz Mash. Oh, and by the way, Lightbulb.
What's good?
Give me a good idea.
Give you a good idea. Well, I have an idea for the future of this podcast. Instead of it being audio, it's going to be visual, but it's still going to be on Spotify. So listen here, right? It's going to be like a silent film. So it's going to like the piano, like ding, diddle, ding, ding. And then when the subtitles appear on screen, it's visual. It doesn't appear like audio. So it's just like everyone thinks it's an hour of classical piano, but it's just an episode of this magic.